Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But who's the GOAT in the acronym sense? The greatest of all time. Okay? Yes. We'll talk about athletes. That's where it's used most often. You could also do the Mount Rushmore of all of these categories. Maybe we'll have to. But let's start with the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. What is the one I gave you as an example, the best movie trilogy? I will go first. The answer is, without a doubt, the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale. All other answers are dumb.
That
no
one's
offense.
Pretty strong. Mm-hmm. That one is very strong.
It's not Lord of the Rings for you nerds.
I mean, that
all
one that was
is
pretty
is a bunch
great,
of trees
though.
And dwarves wandering around chasing jewelry. It's so boring. Even my kids didn't care.
I still have a really big soft spot for the Back to the Future movies. There were three of them. One of them was the Wild West one wasn't great, but
I loved
still
all
think,
of them. Though.
I still
I'm
think
entertained
overall,
by them.
Overall,
you've never seen the third one.
Even the third one, if it's on, I'll sit and watch
yep.
it.
Those are pretty good. Still wrong, Steve, but pretty good.
You know, I know it's partly nostalgia from when I was a kid, but I definitely enjoyed the original Star Wars trilogy.
They spoiled their legacy. Also, it's not a trilogy anymore. There's like 25 of them.
Well, but no, there it is. It's just like there's three trilogies and then some other ones.
Well, you know what three trilogies adds up to?
A trilogy nine. Of trilogies.
Nine-ology.
It's a nine-ology.
But the original movies were a trilogy.
Maitland or Kelly, do you have a 3-0?
I think the Hunger Games.
Oh, so good.
Like
technically there are four movies, but it's based
on a trilogy.
But it's based on three books and it's a part one and a part two. Uh-huh. So I think it still counts as a trilogy.
It doesn't. How many is in a trilogy?
Three.
And how many Hunger Games movies are there?
There are three titles.
There are four movies.
There are three titles.
So if you watch three, you'll be all done?
No.
Okay. Because there's a fourth one?
I still think
rest
it
my
counts.
Case.
Is
Kelly?
The end of three a real cliffhanger or can you just
it
not?
Would be.
Okay.
You stop there.
Yeah. Can we, what about if we talk before they went into full money grab mode? Because then I would say Indiana Jones.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Are there more than three?
Yeah, there's five. You guys are struggling with three.
But originally there were three.
But
yeah,
there's
they
more
went,
than that
that's
now.
Why yeah. I asked well, if it mattered when they went one. Into full money grab mode.
What's the GOAT of three, Maitland and Hot Wings? Four and five. Those are the best versions of three that we can have.
I got this.
Kelly?
Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, Xenon the Z-Quel, and Xenon Z3.
Wow.
Let's
would you go
honest.
And call that in from the hallway on your cell phone so I can hang up on
ask
you?
Ask anybody who was born in the year 1987 and who grew up on the same timeline that
they
I did. Xenon Girl of the
it's
21st Century. Not they only did she, I mean, just totally embody the style of the early 2000s, which we all love, but she came up with those little CD earrings that everybody could make at home with fake, you know, blank CDs or scratch CDs, which was super cool. Plus, she lived in space. She saved Earth multiple times. It was amazing.
I don't like movies where the star is named after inert gas.
No,
so,
and I think referencing a trilogy that 95% of the world has never heard of is probably not going to put it in top tier.
That's not true. Most of the world has heard of Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century,
Xenon
Z3.
Yes, I've heard of it. I've only heard of it because you've brought
I've
it up.
I've heard of it from you.
Yeah, well, how are the text lines going? They're blowing up with Xenon fans.
Sure
I bet.
No one's even referencing it. That's the amazing
That's
part. No one's saying it's stupid. No one is saying, oh my God, I forgot about that till now. They're just indifferent.
All right. Well, my runner up is Shiloh. Shiloh, the book about the dog, the beagle.
Okay. Well,
are
first of all,
of
that's
those?
A book.
There are movies and there are three of them. Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Maybe.
So your runner up for favorite movie trilogy is a book.
about a dog.
A single book.
A movie, okay, three books and it's three movies.
Ooh, somebody sent one that I think challenges the Dark Knight series. Guardians of the Galaxy. Those three are pretty good.
There's a fourth one coming out, though. That's going to get... It's not going to be a trilogy anymore.
But it's a good way to go for now.
It's weird to consider the Marvel movies... I don't know. For me, it's hard to think of those individually.
As standalone, because it's such a part of something bigger. Yeah.
Hunger Games are the worst movies ever. Jennifer Lawrence can't act. And
shut
I don't
up.
Like kids stabbing each other.
Yeah, they're not. I thought they were okay.
Loved them.
I didn't love them. But they were fine.
Xenon is great, but there's three. I only saw one and it was good. Two was meh.
Are you kidding me?
Kelly has bad taste.
Xenon, a lot of people are saying John Wick too, though. And there are four of those, so stop that.
The audience is struggling with the number three and the word trilogy as well, because I'm getting Matrix 5.
Also, you can't say The Matrix, because one was good.
Yes.
The other two were garbage. Mm-hmm. Garbage!
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids trilogy. Nope. You're wrong.
They were fun. They were fun.
All right. Who's the GOAT of fast food?
Oh, McDonald's.
I mean, it's hard to argue. You can't argue with that.
That doesn't mean they're the best now, but they changed the game.
But, yeah, I mean, they're the granddaddy, though, man. They are the go-to no matter where you're at.
Which
that's
sucks.
The gold standard.
It sucks because Freddy's is so much better.
Disagree.
I know Freddy's is regional, I think. I don't know. I never saw one before I moved up here to the great up north. But what I do know is if I ever had the choice between McDonald's and Freddy's, I'm smashing a Freddy's steak burger every time. Give me those skinny little patties and those shoestring fries.
That one it happens to be my favorite as
Man, it's so good. You're the one who told me to try it.
I had never heard of it before until you told me to try it too. And then I went out of my way one day to go to that place and I was so disappointed.
Disappointed?
I was so let down.
I find them to be fine. Like they're good.
Yeah, I think Freebeer had built it up so much in my
head.
That
happens.
I thought that it was going to be like a burger wonderland.
All right, who's the GOAT of superheroes? Malin, why did you give me a dirty look? You just don't care?
I don't like superheroes.
You don't like them?
No, I don't
care. Are you like
a
super villain or you're indifferent?
I'm really indifferent.
So I'm
like,
assuming
to the point of being annoyed by it?
Yeah.
So you want like an individual superhero, not, you know, Marvel or DC?
Right.
You know what? I think for me, it's got to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Well, he's
just a boy.
I think because he's the most relatable, like because it tied into those feelings that you had when you were a teenager or a young adult where things were happening and changes and also the fantasy of like
slinging
you could
webs.
Be the one who, you're slinging webs, you're sticking to ceilings and like, you know, like the hero fantasy. But he's also like an everyday regular person who just had powers put upon him.
That's why he's not the GOAT, because who wants their hero to be someone who's really relatable? I want my hero to be somebody who's like superhuman. They do amazing things.
But he is. I mean, he is all those things. He's all those things that you wish you could be, but can't. But he also didn't buy his way into it like Christian Bale, Batman, or like
that
Iron.
Was a movie, not a documentary.
But like, he didn't buy his way into it because he was a genius billionaire playboy or whatever.
I'm going Iron Man.
I think it's got to be Superman. Oh,
boo.
I don't
Superman,
like him best, but
he's
just
the blueprint.
He is kind of the blueprint. Everybody
McDonald's
else is a
logic.
Knockoff.
Yeah, but he can do everything except he's got a weakness that literally everyone on Earth knows about.
Yeah, but it's never defeated him.
Yeah, but Superman sucks.
Who are you going to pick? Aquaman?
No, I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's longtime lover right here. I'm a Spider-Man kind of girl.
Almost every one of the movies is fun and enjoyable.
All the versions.
All the versions. And the animated ones are great.
I haven't seen any of those, but I should.
Oh, those are good.
I'm getting
you love those.
Lately.
Into the Spider-Verse. They're great.
Does Spider-Man have a super delicious ice cream?
Does Superman?
Yeah. You ever had Superman ice cream?
No, I don't like the way
it
looks.
It's sherbet for kids.
Yeah,
my
sucks.
Favorite. You shut your mouth.
So you don't like superheroes, but you like their ice cream?
Yeah. It makes sense.
You should try some Batman beans today or something.
Ew.
You'll probably be so thrilled.
Batman beans.
I don't like the sound of that.
Try the new confectionery Deadpool duck legs. Oh, those are going to be good.
Oh, wait. I changed my mind. Not Spider-Man, Deadpool. Deadpool changed the approach on my view of good superheroes with a bad attitude. I didn't think that could be a thing.
Do you mean the anti-hero?
What?
Yeah, but like he still saves people and he's funny about it. Like he's this pessimistic superhero. And I didn't think that was really a thing. And I thought you had to be a bad guy to be like that. So Spider-Man's definitely the GOAT. But these days, I'm really pulling for Deadpool.
Deadpool's a fantastic movie.
Oh, man.
But as an overall superhero standing the test of time, I'm sticking with Spider-Man.
Oh, and that's going to be a trilogy too, isn't it? Deadpool?
Yes, comes out in July, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a great summer for movies.
How do you know that? What other movies are coming out?
I mean, it sounded like a tourism guide. It's going to be a great summer.
This July coming to all cinemas. Great movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great
What are the other great movies that you're thinking
true.
Of?
True. You've put me on the spot and I don't even remember. I even did a hot take on how it was going to be a great summer of movies.
So what Hopkins is saying is even I don't listen to my own hot takes.
The movie If is going to be great.
What's
Deadpool 3 is going to be great. That's the one with John Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds, and it's got a great cast, and it's about imaginary friends.
Oh, that does sound good.
It looks great.
Okay, I'm going to give you an easy GOAT question. Ready?
Yeah.
What's the GOAT of candy bars? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Snickers.
Definitely. That was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the GOAT of?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy 4 comes out this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's out then.
Great summer for movies.
Mm-hmm. Great summer.
It's going to be a great July in the cinema.
It is.
Who's the? What is the GOAT of board games?
Monopoly.
Sorry.
That was unconvinced me.
Sorry, you, for sure.
You think sorry?
Yeah, but Monopoly, you say it like that because everybody feels that way about Monopoly.
Like it's
so, yes, also Monopoly.
I still
you bust
enjoy
out Monopoly.
Monopoly
and I do too.
People are like, gross. Yeah, let's play. But also nobody's like, let's get together for Monopoly.
That's
no,
true.
But you know
it's
what?
Never on game night. It's always with the family.
But you know what? It's still popular enough to have a million versions coming out all the time, and it's been around since the 1930s.
I think it's
I mean, that has stood the test of time.
It's the McDonald's litmus test,
Sorry
everyone.
Sorry is fun, but it's basically Boggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bit, you know, there are like several games that are similar.
Yeah.
Okay. We could do these the rest of our lives, and we may. Last one. This one's going to be hard. What is the GOAT for movie quotes? The best number one movie quote.
Oh boy. The best movie quote.
Go F yourself, San Diego.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother bleeper.
Man, we did this, remember, for It's My List, and we all thought about.
Yeah, I don't think we can do this
how great
one.
Our movie
It'll tear everything
were.
Apart right before we get into the Hall of Fame really, of bobbleheads.
Yeah.
I always quote Mean Girls. She doesn't even go here, but that's a movie that is quotable. But I don't think it's got one quote that everybody's like, well, I mean, actually, November 5th, that one that everybody talks about on November 5th. October 3rd.
Wow. Boy, you are really,
really
stuck
to it.
Endorsement,
yeah, really.
November 5th. What's really November 5th?
Kelly's like, oh, yeah, Mean Girls. I don't know if there's 3rd. A quote, but remember what Muhammad Ali said right at the end of the movie when they were skiing downhill to try to win their summer yacht back? What?
Also, what was it? A Few Good Men or Some Good Fellows or whatever, where it was like...
Stop.
I mean, you have so many great quotes that you know that have had such an impact.
It's like watching a baby play with glass.
You can't handle the truth.
That was Goodfellas.
Yeah, that was,
Was a few good fellas.
That was Love a few good fellas.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Howie. He knows
that,
the movie.
Yeah, I know.
This guy knows.
Yeah, well, that is pretty good.
Decent guys.
Maitland's lookalike said, you can't handle the truth. That was so good. So good.
There's those dimples.
Look at, hey, Nicholson's in the room.
Maitland's doppelganger.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.